Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Time Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Next up, we're talking about Ireland's crime figures. So according to the latest crime statistics in Ireland, Gardaí have reported that residential burglaries have decreased by 75% over the past decade, with an average of about 17 incidents a day nationwide during the recent winter months. However, not all crime categories are showing declines. The Central Statistics Office notes that in 2024, sexual offences have risen by 10% on the previous year. So this brings us to a crucial question. Do these statistics align with your perception of safety in your community? Are these figures reflective of reality? Or is there a possibility that certain crimes are underreported and then other crimes are reported a lot more? We want to hear from you. Do you trust these crime statistics? Have you or someone you know experienced a crime that went unreported? Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Let us know on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Going to go to Maurice first. Hi Maurice, how are you?
Good evening AJ, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Yeah, I think basically they put this stuff out into the public domain to draw attention to it, to see what way the public react. But to be honest with you, I think there's a feeling in the community where I live anyway, in Dublin 15, which is crime ridden. People don't bother reporting crime anymore, because I know one fella whose house was broken into there a while back. And they came to the house, the guards, 2.5 days later.
2.5 days later?
2.5 days later.
Oh, God,
sorry, we were busy, we were tied up.
I thought I misheard you. Okay, right. Well, that's
2.5 days later.
That's what we're dealing with then.
Yeah, because any time I walk on the road for a living, AJ, and any time I go down near Parkgate Street or in Primary Road, I see about 15 police vehicles all parked up in all situations. And where are they all? They're all in the courts. Garda cars being used to ferry guards to court, and they're in there waiting all day for their case to come.
Of course, where's it the takes Garda hours cars and hours and hours, yeah.
Well, again, there you go. Anybody, drive down Parkgate Street on a Infirmary Road and just watch police Garda cars dumped all over the place, because they drive from stations all over Dublin and the cars are dumped there, and they can't get tickets, and they're in bus lanes, everything, the whole lot, but they don't get tickets. But I think the crime in Dublin 15, where I live, is Blanchardstown. It's very high, and people just don't report anymore because they don't trust the guards. I'll give you an example. I seen somebody one night, driving really badly, and I said, if this guy carries on the way he is, he's going to kill somebody. I rang the station 3 times, and nobody answered, and I was cut off.
Well, I mean, I think that happens quite a lot. I've called the guards before and I've had no answer. And when I did get through...
So why would people...
When I did get through, I was told to call a different number. I was like, oh, okay. Was I calling the wrong... I wasn't calling the wrong number.
I know the number of Blanchardstown Police Station off by heart. And I know, you know, we can get Fire Station. But I know it off by heart and I dial it straight in. I don't call 999. I drive straight to the station. They don't answer. They don't care. They've enough to be getting on with. Oh, I'm too busy doing the radio. Or what are you ringing for? Or give me your name or give me your number. But to be honest with you, when I see the guards out patrolling, I just look and I go, Jesus Christ, you know, my kids are taller than these fellas and these lassies, you know. When I tried to join the guards when I came out of the army, I was told, you're too small. I was 5'8". I think the lowest they'd take you is 5'9". You know, there's police on the road and they're only 4'9", 5'2".
Well, they've changed the...
They changed the law. Yeah, so I was discriminated against after being in the defence forces when I wanted to come out and join the guards, and my cousins were in the guards, you know. But anyway, I just think that people don't trust the guards anymore. Do you know why? Because these people told us lies, and Niall put it on his show years ago. They came out and said they'd done 2 million breathalyzer tests on the streets of Dublin or the streets of Ireland, and that was a pack of lies. Right? And I'll tell you recently too, AJ, sorry, not for harping on, but I have a good memory.
No, go ahead.
Because I was trained well when I was in the army. A Garda commissioner, a man who runs a station and an area, was caught with cannabis worth £700,000 in his home that he was holding for a Dublin drug gang. Now, he got prison, but he didn't take his pension off him. That was in Dublin.
And you think that these are the reasons why people don't trust the guards? And
people
also
won't trust the guards because the corruption goes straight to the top.
And also, if they're not answering the phone, then how can they report a burglary?
Yeah, so, if you have a fella jumping out of a car, where are you going? What are you doing? What's your ID? Where's your tax and insurance? And he's waiting to knock the head off you, or he has a bad attitude. Why would you trust them? They're not trustable anymore. The communities don't trust the guards because the guards don't care. And that's why crimes are not reported, AJ.
Well, I mean, it seems unrealistic to think that burglaries would have decreased by 75% in the past decade. Like, you'd think then that we're coming to a point where we've got very little to no crime. And that's not the experience, I don't think, that people are having on the ground. From your
experience,
you've just said that.
I'd put a challenge out to the programme tonight. Get people to ring in and say, if you reported a burglary or a crime, how long did it take the guards to get to you? Did they answer the phone, or did you have to wait 2.5 days like my friend?
Yeah, if you want to message in, guys, 087-188-0008, tell us your experiences. But if you just want to answer that question, if you did ever call the guards, how long did it take for them to respond or to arrive to your home or whatever, yeah, depending on what you were reporting? 087-188-0008. Maurice, stay with me there and I'll go to David as well. I'll bring him in.
Great
on the conversation.
Hiya,
David.
Okay.
How are you?
Hello, AJ. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So you think that
just in that aspect, you know, about how long it takes for a guard to come out.
Yeah.
My aunt, not to know, when she had this phone watch, you know, so she had this panic button that she could press at any time, you know. So there were people, suspicious people around the house. And this is about 11 o'clock in the day, you know, right? So being doing what she should do, she pressed the button. And, cut a long story short, eventually they went away. Right? Now, this automatically is contacting the Gardaí, as we know. Right? Do you know when the Gardaí came out? It's a rural area now, I must admit. 4 o'clock the following day, to an elderly person.
Well, there you go.
Here's your answer.
To an elderly person.
Yeah. And that's with one of those panic alarms. I know the ones that you mean. They're meant to be...
Exactly. They instantly contact the girls and where it is, the location where it is.
But I mean, anything could have happened, couldn't it?
You know? And I'm talking about... I'd say talking about 10, 12 years ago that was. So you can imagine it's got a lot worse now due to guard resources being driven down to the ground, basically. Mm. But I mean, when I was a teenager age, there was 3 guards and a sergeant here in my town. It's a rural town, right? Now there is none whatsoever, right? We have a guard station just manned, if we're lucky, for an hour a day. Our closest guard station is a main guard station. And there's, I think, 2, possibly 3 squad guards in total now. And it's covering a substantial area.
It's happened in towns, villages, cities all across the country. The Garda numbers are significantly lower than...
And also, it's also a statistical fact, AJ. In a recession, crime goes up.
True.
And another thing,
that's true.
In Dublin City, you know, which I don't live in, I'm a cockman, obviously. But in Dublin City alone, 70% of crime is mobile theft. And on that matter alone, how many people actually report that their mobile phone is stolen? To be honest, I wouldn't give a rat. I just pay another one.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point, because most people would just go and replace their phone. Like, it literally is.
Exactly.
That. Yeah, it's just that common.
So basically, there's another saying, AJ, that covers all this. There's lies, damn lies, and statistics. You can put the statistics any way you like. I am making any kind of an outcome you like to suit your tune or whatever the case may be.
To suit your narrative. I mean, to think that, like I just said, 75%... drop in the past decade in burglaries, absolutely not. Sure, we're always giving warnings in my local area, you know, oh, there's been a spate of burglaries, make sure that you've locked your sheds and your back doors are locked and all that jazz. We're always been told about it. So I'm just trying to look at some of the other figures here. There was increases in thefts of cars, that's up 6%, and then theft from people and handling stolen property, that kind of thing. And there's been increases in kidnappings, firearms and explosives offences. So, I mean, the headlines, obviously, all day today were, you know, 75% decrease in burglaries. But when you look at the other figures, they're all up.
No, I know I'm not happy about Dublin too much, AJ, because you lived there. But at the end of the day, I know it was 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe 4, there was more serious crime involved, like killings and so forth, and stabbings, than there was in London.
So shootings increased by 20% over a 12-month
period. Well, there you go.
And drugs importation is up 83%. Yep. So it's like...
Well, there you go. That's the
one headline.
And when people want to buy drugs, AJ... Yeah, when people want to buy drugs, AJ, or need money for drugs, they rob and they break in and they attack people and they rob their phones and they do muggings and they knock people over. So if there's drugs in every village in Ireland, you can exactly tell that the crime rate's going to go up. And then somebody gets home and they go, oh, I'm not being burgled. Ah, don't bother ringing the fucking police. Just ring your home insurance company and get the window patched up and get an alarm in, you know?
Yeah. And
because if you do report it, if they do report it and they come out, you'll never hear from them again. It goes down as an unsolved crime.
Right. There's two sides to this as well. The girls are under resources, and as you were saying earlier on, the requirement to be a girl nowadays, they made you smaller, older. And they basically take anyone that's willing to be a guard at this stage.
I think it's up to 50 years of age you can join the force now, isn't it? 50, you can be 50. It used
to be 35. Whereas when I tried to join in 82, 35 was the oldest.
Yeah, it was 35.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So there you go. It's gone backwards. But I mean to say, the police, the guard of Sinn Féin in Ireland, they've lost the confidence of the public. You know, people don't trust them. People don't... like, I know a couple of guards that are good people, but they've all left. They've all left because there's no morale. The morale is at the bottom of the barrel, AJ, and they're thrown out onto the streets with high-vis jackets and batons and whatever else you want to call us, and get out there and solve the crimes of Dublin. And at the end of the day, they've no morale that's gone, and the people don't trust them because they're not there to do the proper job. And if you have a fella coming home from work at night or coming home after a few drinks and he gets mugged. Recently in Dublin, AJ, there was a young fella, 15 years of age, was involved in a gang activity, and he was arrested with an AR-15 rifle. An AR-15 rifle on the streets of Dublin. They're the guns that them lunatics use in America when they go in to shoot up schools. That's an automatic weapon that's built for warfare. I'm an ex-army man, and like that's like an FN rifle or a, you know, something that would blow the head off you because it has an automatic switch on it. And that was found on the streets of Dublin in the possession of a 15-year-old.
Oh my God, Jesus, that's frightening.
AJ, to be honest, I don't want to be having Hannibal about Dublin, but it's happy tonight, really tonight. But I mean, I've been in Dublin about 4 times in the last 10 years, and it's gone severely worse each time I've went there. You want you eyes in the back of your head now in Dublin. Literally.
And I live up here. I didn't feel safe. I was in Muir Street one day with my wife and my son. I have a special needs son. And we were in Muir Street. And I just seen criminal activity all around me. And I said, we're getting out of here. It was 4 o'clock in the day. I'm an ex-army man. And I ran out of Muir Street because I did not feel safe with my wife and my son in there. And that's a horrific thing for me to have to admit to.
Yeah, that's it is
on the city
Morris.
That I love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
Horrific. Horrific. I ran out of it.
But you see, AJ's guard of presence is required.
It is.
A heavy guard of presence is required. Not just a couple of cabs strolling around O'Connell Street or one or two streets.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And every city that you go to, like in Europe or beyond, there's always a massive police presence. You see them everywhere. And you go into Dublin and you literally don't see them from, like, you could spend the whole day in there and you wouldn't see a guard.
Nothing. Well, I remember going to Milan years ago, AJ. I remember going to Milan for a holiday in Milan. The first thing I saw coming off the plane was an army escort at the door with I don't know, Uzis or something, whatever they were. Machine guns, basically. You know? That's the kind of presence you have in the likes of France, Italy, Spain.
Yeah.
And even as people know, when they go to Spain, there's 3 different types of police there. You definitely don't want to miss on any one of the 3 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something to hear you say that, Morris, that you didn't feel safe on Moore Street and you practically ran away from the place. Whatever about
I did. I drove away.
But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I have moments where I'm in Dublin city centre and I don't feel very safe. And I don't know if I'm just being paranoid or I don't know if it's the atmosphere or just the feeling about the place. But certainly the, you know, burglaries decreasing by 75%. That's just, you know, that's just one thing. And it's because people aren't reporting it. It must be because people aren't reporting it. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but that has to
100%
be a contributing factor.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to the ads now, guys. Thank you so much for all of that. If you want to get in touch, we're talking about crime figures. According to the latest crime statistics in Ireland, Gardaí have reported that residential burglaries have decreased by 75% over the past decade. I mean, that sounds good, but looking at the other statistics there, everything else seems to be up. Shootings increased by 20% over the 12-month period and drugs importation was up 83% with 84 cases recorded. There were also more than 11,500 fraud offences recorded, but that is a revised figure. Violent crime increased with attempted murder, assault and related offences up 3%. So everywhere else across the board, it seems to be that everything is up. Other offences, theft offences up 7%. That's as in shops, thefts in shops. Increases in theft of cars up 6% and theft from people 20%. So that would be what Morris was talking about, taking people's phones. And what he was saying there as well is that a lot of people also aren't reporting that either. So if you do want to get in touch and have a chat about this, 087-188-0000. Time talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Now, we're talking about crime figures because some of the headlines today were referring to Gardaí reporting that residential burglaries have decreased by 75% over the past decade. But when you actually look into other statistics, it's saying that other crimes have gone up. So I'm just trying to have a look here. What are some of the offences? Oh, yeah. Thefts of cars up 6%. Theft from people up 20%. So it's only that one statistic that's actually down. And what we were saying before the break was that people are probably just not reporting it. Morris had said in his own personal experience, when he reported a burglary, it took 2.5 days for the Gardaí to arrive. So that is probably some of the reason why the numbers have gone down, because people just aren't reporting it. And just to go back to feeling unsafe on the street, Morris was saying before the break that he was down Moore Street and he felt unsafe down there. When I was covering for Niall back in February, I believe, we had a letter from a listener because she wanted to go out for jogs on her own after work. It was her mental health thing, you know, is what she did. But her husband was going mad, saying you can't be going out on your own. And we did the topic on air and not one person said that she should be out jogging by herself in Dublin in the evening time. Every single person said she should find a group, she should find some friends. So obviously people aren't feeling safe in our city centre or in our city, not just the city centre, but just in Dublin, because I don't know exactly where she was. But everybody said the same thing. And even people from outside of Dublin said the same thing. I'm going to go to Alan now. Hi, Alan. How are you? Thanks for holding on. Hey,
no worries. Hey, AJ.
How are you doing?
Well, I just feel, AJ, that these statistics are just fraudulent. I mean, the guards are not known for being honest when it comes to what they do and what they investigate. It's a slipshod investigation. When you get a house broken in, you could be waiting 3 days before you get someone to come over and investigate. We have a very weak guard force, a police force. We don't have a strong, robust guard, but we have a corrupt, lackadaisical, lazy and apathetic police force. And even if you had 20,000 guards, it'd still be the same. Times have changed. Our values have changed. And the guards are now more interested in what you say on Facebook than what you say, like breaking into a house.
I know what you mean, Alan. You're talking about sort of freedom of speech and the free speech bill.
It's all now. The guards are just a fig leaf. They don't represent a criminal enterprise to break down crime. They're just there to cover over the cracks of society that we feel safe with a guard. But there's not enough of them to actually show that they care about what they're doing. They don't care about the small man and his home. They only care if you're a politician and you're someone in high office and they'll protect your house there. But if you're just an ordinary Joe-so coming home from work and you find your house broken in, they're not likely to take on board anything. They just leave you to wallow in worry.
And Alan, can I just ask you, is your feeling and your experiences on the street, do you think crime levels are up or are they down? Do you feel safe on the street?
I couldn't tell you from that, because I've never been that involved in being on the receiving end of crime.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, well, I'd say there's a lot of people out there who feel threatened and worried and scared. And the Garda Force don't take on board this cohesion of society. They're there to fill in the gaps. And I just don't know where they got that statistic. That sounds 75% in 10 years. That sounds grotesquely stupid.
It would be brilliant if it was true, but I just can't see it.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, it's not true. And that's what Judy says, Judge Judy. If it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
Well, if Judge Judy says it, well then.
And to me, the Garda are a civil service, and they use the uniform to investigate certain crime. But it won't be unnoticed. They won't investigate the real crimes that are going on out there. They won't protect the citizens from scurrilous elements that are taking over the state and who are making life miserable for ordinary Joe Soaps.
And I think the biggest worry is that when you actually look into the statistics, you can see that there have been increases in kidnappings, firearms and explosive offences. And I mean, that's
And so the only
scary.
Thing that went down is houses not being broken into. Now, that just sounds not real. That doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound real, AJ. That the one crime that goes up in a society where drugs are the number one thing is breaking an entry, and upper class areas get worse because they have all the money. So Fox Rock, Dorky, they're the houses that get targeted, and they'll be protected by the guards. If they get broken in, they'll get protected.
Okay. Let me just go to Stuart. I've got Stuart holding on the line. Stay with me there, Alan. If you want to get involved in this as well, guys, 087-188-0008. We're just talking about crime figures, and we're kind of really asking, do you feel safe, or do you trust that these crime statistics, that burglaries are actually decreasing? Or do you think it's just a case of they're going unreported? Hi, Stuart. How are you?
How are you doing? I'll just make a couple of quick points. One, I don't understand in relation to the guards how there's hardly any of them around, because with the technology now and the cameras all around the place, it should be very easy for them to do their work and we have more of a presence on the street, and yet they're not on the street.
And
crime has gone up. I'd also say the reason crime figures have gone up as well is because of the influx of foreign people that have come in, and you don't know what criminal records they had before they came in, because we don't know who the hell they are.
Well, we don't know if there's a correlation between immigration and crime, so we can't...
With the sexual abuse or whatever, up 10%.
Well, we can't...
We
can't say that there's a relation between that, because there is no figures to back that up, so we can't touch that.
Yeah, you can't say either way, But it's just the point I wanted to make on it. But in relation to the break-in, my parents' house was broken into when they were away, and a neighbour had... came on the scene, and the people took off, they did. So, but they had breached the door and went in, and the alarm had gone off. So nothing was taken, and I sensed that they would come back again. So what I done was, when my parents went away again a couple of weeks later, I moved the cars out of the driveway, around the corner of it, as if there was no cars in the driveway, thinking that he'd come back. And I stayed in the sitting room, and just waiting to see if there were anyone come. No one came the first day, but I'd done the same for the second or third day. And on the third day, the doorbell rang about 20 times, and I said to myself, that's them trying to get in, seeing if there's anyone here, because you'd answer the door after so many rings. But I didn't answer the door, and next of all, the door was breached, and two lads came in, a young fella and a middle-aged fella. And I caught them right there, and he took off as well. But I got their age, and I got a picture of the van they were in. I had since then, after that happened, rang the police station directly straight after it happened, and told them what happened, that the door being breached and people had gained entry to the house, and that I had CCTV footage, because we have cameras on the house. And your man in the guard station said to me, Well, we won't be able to come out to you, but if you wanted to download all the CCTV footage and drop it up to the station, we'd be more than happy to have a look at it. So that's what I got as a reply.
And they wouldn't even come down. Did you give them the footage and all the evidence that you had?
I didn't bother. And then a week later, then the house across the road was broken into, and he happened to be a brother. His brother was a detective. And my dad was telling me. My dad was speaking to that man, and my dad said, "Sure, our house." He told your man about what happened with our house and what happened with me and me catching him. And your man says, my dad came over and says, "Do you want to give a description of the van to your man, the detective or whatever?" And he said, "Wouldn't be bothered with this guy," he says, "because he wouldn't come out for us." And I just wiped my hands of it, you know. But that's what you're dealing with.
So there's a case, let's say, of a burglary that's gone unreported because you just were like, "I can't be bothered with all of this."
But not from my point of view, because I was reporting it from day one, but they had no interest in coming to the house.
Yeah.
I wanted them to come to the house because I wanted them to show how he breached the door. That was my whole idea, them coming to the house.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, they would have to come and see the crime scene, surely, and not just go by the...
I'd no problem with dropping up CCTV footage, but I wanted them to show how he breached the door and that. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
But they had no interest in coming out. And this was the I think they call them the death sergeant or the... Whoever was on at the time, anyway, whoever took the phone call, I don't know what his position was, but I imagine he'd be a sergeant of some type. And so that was the answer I got anyway, you know.
Okay.
It's perplexing.
Well, I mean, I have to say, like, I am listening to everybody's experience, but my personal experience with the guards has always been great. I've always found them really responsive anytime I've had an issue, which I have had a couple in the last couple of years. And they've always been great. And they've been like really, really nice people. Like I felt safe with them. And like I say, they responded to the issue that I had. So I don't know why there is just such a massive disparity between it and why some people are just experiencing such bad service. Is it purely the fact that they're just completely under-resourced? I don't know.
But I thought they'd be delighted when I gave the call. Not only that I stopped the break-in, but I had the CCTV footage and I was thinking that they might have been able to get some prints off the door as well, evidence I had with the registration and the photograph of the van outside of the camera CCTV footage on the house. And there's no interest in calling, so that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, it must be just under resourcefulness, because I don't think that generally they don't want to be dealing with issues. Like, of course they do, but they must just realise that they're under resourced and they just don't have enough staff and they can't cover it. That surely must be it.
At the time of the recession, when we had the recession there going back probably
2008,
They were using their own car, some detectives were, I believe. And talking about the morale in the guards, a lot of them had left at that stage. But the ones that were on, there was more of a presence on the street back then when there was probably half a guard force compared to now and all the technology now that's on the streets and on people's houses and all. And yet the crime figures are still going up.
Hmm. Stay there with me, Stuart. I'm going to go to Mick. If anybody else wants to get involved in the conversation, 087-188-0008. We're just talking about crime figures. We're really just asking if you feel safe, if you feel that the crime figures are going down or if they're going up, or, you know, what's going on? Because we were reading today that apparently burglaries are down 75% in the last 10 years. Hi, Mick. How are you? It's AJ here.
How are you doing, my dear?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's good. My experience is I maintain that burglaries are going up. Because there's so many people that are coming into this country unvetted. I don't care whether people call me a racist or not. It's fact. I'm not going racist.
Well, it's not fact, Mick. We can't actually say that because there is no figures to back that up. I do hear what you're saying, but we can't say that's fact because there is nothing.
Here's my experience of it.
To back it up.
Well, here's my experience. Two guys, non-nationals, were doing a rampage of house burglaries in the area where I lived. I'm not going to mention it, okay? But they picked on the wrong house this night, my house. Because I'm a former Army, unarmed combat sergeant instructor, Army Rangers, right? They got into the house, but they didn't get back out of the house under their own steam because I bet living hell out of them.
Okay, well, we can't condone violence on the show, Mick, either. So
I'm not condoning it. I have a right, under the Irish Constitution, I have a right to defend my home. A man's house is his castle. I'm a taxpayer, a law-abiding man. I saved my country, and this is what I'm told I couldn't do. So I said, wait a minute, no, I might as well be home for the sheep as a lamb. And I bet the living daylights out of them. Then I went to the people
okay,
in the street.
Well,
and
like I say, we can't condone violence, unfortunately,
no, okay.
But thanks for coming on to share your story. I'm just going to go to the ads now, guys. If anyone else wants to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number. And I will go to Jay Walsh sitting in for Niall Boylan. We're just talking about Ireland's crime figures because it was in the paper today saying that burglaries in Ireland have decreased by 75% over the past decade. And we're all saying that that sounds a little bit unrealistic. When I did look into the figures, it would seem that a lot of other crimes have actually increased. So I'm going to go to Jessica next. Hi, Jessica. How are you? Oh, sorry,
you
Jessica.
Keeping?
Sorry. Hi, how are you doing? You okay, Jessica?
Hi, are you grand? How are you keeping?
Yeah, not too bad. So what's your take on this?
I don't believe it.
Nope.
I do not believe it.
I don't think anybody does.
No, because I was only after saying to your producer there, I'm after coming out of a gig in Abbey Street. I walked Abbey Street, the length of a column street, up to Eden Key, not a single Garda car or Garda walking.
And as well, like I there's a lot of concerts on around at the Three Arena and stuff like that, and I see them when I'm coming in to work. Are you sticking the microwave on, are you?
No, I'm outside.
Oh, that must be Stuart. Stuart, you put your dinner on. I'm going to put him on mute for a sec. He's making his dinner. Yeah, like I see gigs on all the time and there should be loads of guards there. There should be loads, you know, on the street. And you see crowds of people walking up the quays and there's not a guard to be seen.
Now, I've never been touched by burglary. Thank God, touch wood, it stays that way.
Yeah.
But only last month, not only in February there, myself and herself were heading down to Athlone. I went to a coffee shop in the ILOC Centre. And usually I stand behind her in the queue. This is the one time I decide to take a seat. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll wait for you. I'll grab a seat for you. And her purse got snatched out of her bag.
Oh, my God.
The one time I wasn't standing behind her, her purse got snatched. And she was obviously, like, in a panic. Now, there was nothing in it. Like, there wasn't. There was just, like, her passport and her card, but she cancelled that straight away.
Mm.
But there was nothing in it for them to take. So we sent it to the managers. They rang the guards. And security even got in touch with the guards. Guards weren't showing up at all. And we had a train to catch. I was like, look. I was like, it's grand, we can just replace everything. But I said to him, I was like, is there any way we can even like get a bit of the CCTV and report it to them like when we come back or anything? We got told by themselves and by the guard that I speak to on the phone, sorry, because of GDPR, you can't see it until we get down there. I was like, why not? I was like, my partner was the one who was like robbed. She's more than welcome to see the footage because it was herself. I was actually dumbfounded when they said, sorry, you can't see the cameras till we get down.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of
like my jaw hit
things,
the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, "Are you for real?"
Yeah, yeah. So did you bother ever pursuing that then, Jessica?
We did, yeah, but we still haven't heard anything back.
Yeah,
it's nearly the middle of April. We still haven't seen or heard anything of it. But it was just like the lack of care, even on the phone. And like I said, the thing that really boiled my blood was that they're like, "Sorry, you can't see the footage till we get down." But if you only go to back a few years ago in 2020, if you went even a kilometre too far outside of your house, the guards are on you like that. Where are you going? Why are you going? Do you have evidence of where you're going? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, when you're actually robbed, you know, it's a completely different
when
reaction.
When a crime actually happens to you, it's like they just don't give a toss. But if you went a kilometre too far, you got an interrogation, you got chased down the road, and like, where are you going? Why are you going there? You should be inside your house. Why are you going away on lockdown? Like, it was like an interrogation. I was like, you were committing a crime. It's madness.
And you're in town tonight. I mean, do you feel safe in town, even though you haven't seen a guard? Like, what's the atmosphere like? Because it's only Monday night, isn't it?
I mean, it is quiet, but like, I just feel uneasy.
Yeah.
It's sad that I have to say that because I've never felt uneasy in town. Even when I was like a teenager going out into town, never felt uneasy. I only seen one car drive by in the last 2 minutes. That's the first one I've seen since I've been out since about 7 o'clock this evening. But I'm like, before you rang me there, I know it sounds bad. I was actually holding my keys in my pocket.
Yeah.
Like, no one, man or woman, shouldn't have to feel that way in their own capital city.
Yeah. And
the only way this has happened is because we've been let down by every justice minister, every guard.
I think a lot of women do the same. They do the same, clutching their keys in their hand, in their pocket. Like, I know I do it. And that's only literally now in the last short while.
But who can blame us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and anyone who says, like, I know it sounds mean, but anyone who tells me that the guard's doing a good job, they're doing the best they can, I just call them a barefaced liar.
Mm. Yeah.
That's just how I feel. I feel like they're just saying that to try and put the public at ease. But we all know the truth. We all know that realistically, they don't give a toss.
Do you think that's the case, or do you think it's just that they're under-resourced? I mean, I'm not going to say that they don't care, you know. People go into the force with all great intentions, and then it's just not working out.
I know
because,
they do.
Yeah.
I know that. I like to think most of them go in for good intent, but like I said, I don't buy the understaffedness and the under-resourced, because like I said, started lockdown only 5 years ago, they were everywhere. They were crawling. They were up in the airports catching people out. I don't buy how all of a sudden, in about 5 years, they've suddenly become under-resourced.
Let me just go to Derrianne, because I think Derrianne's going to bring some balance to the conversation, because I think most people have had the same opinion as you, Jessica, to be honest now. So I just want to get some balance here. Hi, Derrianne, how are you?
Yeah, good.
You're going to balance this out for me, aren't you, Derrianne?
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm probably the oldest person that's on your calls tonight. And I had some really bad experience with guards over the years, but I've had the most brilliant experience in the last couple of years. And I just think if we as a nation keep saying they don't do this, they don't do that, they don't do the other, you know, we're labelling them. They're not all the same. And I'll just tell you, and I know I probably told you before, but the reason why I want to tell you is because I've heard a few listeners saying, I didn't bother reporting, I didn't bother going back because they wouldn't do it. How did they know that? I had three guys come into an underground car park 2 years ago where I live. And I knew they didn't live where I was living, because I didn't recognise them. And anyway, make a long story short, they tried to stop me getting into the lift. They tried to get into the lift with me. Now, the oldest guy's about 17. And I tackled them. And when I say I tackled them with my tongue. And if an older person uses language, I guarantee you it frightens the life out of young people. Anyway, they did get in. They did one riot all over the building and the building across the road. I rang the guards. They were up in 15 minutes. Not only did they come up, they bought a second car from another Garda station. Well, no, I'm going to name them because they deserve a Coolock, Malahide and Swords. And they caught five guys. Now, they were all underage, but that didn't matter. They came back and thanked me for making the call, because they said if the public don't give them the information, they cannot do anything about it. And out of those five guys...
So explain
guys,
what I happened can... to me then.
What happened
explain
to you?
Why I, explain why when I rang the guards about my partner getting robbed, said to them, can I have the CCTV footage in the shop, got told by a guard themselves on the phone, sorry, you can't see the CCTV footage due to GDPR till we get down there. Even though it was my partner that got robbed.
No, hold on, Jessica. That is GDPR.
That is a rule that
drives me mad. But that is
he
a rule that came in.
He was involved in the crime. I had... Me and her had more of a right to look at that CCTV footage.
I think Derrianne is right. And it is the GDPR. I do think she's right, unfortunately. And it is so annoying, Jessica.
It is annoying. How does that make sense that she couldn't see the footage, even though it was her purse that got robbed? I let rip on that guard. I was like, are you permanent?
Jessica,
are you effing serious?
Hold on. Jessica,
like, yeah, sorry, then the rules. I was like, what do you mean?
Jessica, I lived all over Dublin. Two of the places I lived, I've had break-ins. I can tell you the guards, the detectives that were involved in any of them were wonderful. And one of them, they actually rang me
and
told me.
I'm glad to hear that, but that's not the majority. I'm glad to hear you had experiences that were brilliant with them. But for the majority of us, we feel let down by them.
Jessica, hold on. You were not let down by those guards. Those guards' hands
were
tied by that rule.
We still haven't heard anything.
Come in. No, Jessica, you see, you don't understand.
We're only in the ILAC. We were only in the ILAC Centre. The Parnell station is only, about 100, 500 metres away.
They
easily could have sent somebody. They could have sent a pencil pusher. They could have sent someone. Why didn't they send someone then? It's only down the road. Why couldn't they send someone? Never mind the whole GDPR thing, which is a whole load of me shite. Why didn't they send someone down?
But it's not
only 500 metres away.
Jessica, it's not the guards' fault. And in fairness to them,
it is. If they're only 5 kilometres away,
Jessica,
and they don't send somebody
down, it is their fault. Jessica, just let Terri-Ann talk there.
Fault.
Go ahead, Terri-Ann.
And you can't tar them all with the same brush. And by the way, for the record,
I damn well can.
I tried to make a citizen's arrest with a guy that, well, it wasn't drink, but it was definitely drugs he was on. And I pulled him in and I demanded his car keys. So sometimes we've got to be proactive. And so, I think Irish people
and
have
do their job.
Negative.
And do their job.
No, it's not doing their job. It's protecting me and other kids that were at the school up the road when he was driving on the wrong side
before,
of the road.
Before that incident in February, I had high respect for the guards. I never said a bad word about them. But up until that, I felt let down and I said to Kira, I was like, you know what? No wonder people don't trust the guards or don't like the guards. I don't blame them.
Come here. Jessica,
I felt let down by them.
Please, Jessica,
Jessica,
it's not their fault that that law came
it
in.
It is.
That they can't. No,
It's their fault. It's their fault they're not doing their job. It's the Justice Ministers, O'Callaghan and McIntyre, everyone's
trying to explain that
didn't bother
that
pumping the money into them.
It
is their fault. They're all to blame.
Jessica,
no, they're not all the same.
The Garda Commissioner or the Minister of Justice, them two have a lot to answer for.
Yeah, but
being McAteer or Callaghan, whoever gets the job, they have a lot to answer for.
I think that Jessica
has
just...
What do you mean they don't control the guards on the street? It's their bosses.
I think that, Jessica, you just feel very much let down by this most recent situation because obviously it's something that happened to your partner as well. And you're just...
Up until then, I had high respect for them.
I understand that.
Never said a bad word about them, but up until that, I was like, no. I understand now why people don't bother with them.
Okay.
You see, if you don't bother with them, Jessica, you can't get
anywhere.
Well,
they don't bother with us. They don't bother with us. I'm still waiting to hear back on what happened.
That is not true. I could, you know, and I'm not going to hold AJ up, but I could tell you 100 stories of things that happened to me and things where I took them into my own hands and, you know... Instead of saying, oh, we're the guards, it's their job. You know, sometimes we've got to stop this thing, them and us, and respect one another. And that's what's going wrong
I went looking for the one that took the purse out of Kira's bag. I went looking for her. Couldn't find her anywhere. I begged the people in that cafe, can I please just see the footage? I know it's a stew. I know the rule. I don't think it's a rule. But I was fuming. I was fit to kill.
Yeah, but just
I was fit to kill the one that took the purse. I was fit to rage at the guard if they ever showed up, but they didn't, even though they're only 500 metres away.
Because they probably couldn't. But they would have showed you that if they could. Like, okay, Jessica, I'll tell you one story. I was on the M50 years ago.
You could be bleeding out on the
accident.
Street and they won't show up.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Not
do you want to bet? Do you want to bet? If I got stabbed
right now, I bet
you one guard will show up. I bet you anything.
I bet they would, Jessica.
I was talking to my daughter on the phone yesterday and she was driving from somewhere, I don't know where she was driving, a good distance. She was on her hands-free and she says, Jesus Christ, Mum, there's nothing but Garda checks and Garda toes. And they were stopping everybody.
That must have been on the slowdown day.
They were everywhere.
Yeah. It was the slowdown day. If it was the other day, there was a national slowdown
day. Oh, maybe that's
yeah,
what
they
it
were,
was.
They were.
Yeah,
I did see quite a few of them then, to be honest.
But they were. Yeah,
but they weren't all out doing it now, were they? There was definitely a few pencil pushers that could have gone down.
I don't know, Jessica. We can't say that for a fact.
They're not all out doing stop checks now. They're not all doing stop checks, let's be honest. They're not all out doing
stop
checks. Jessica,
can I ask you, because I'm sorry that that happened to you, and I'm sorry you had such a bad experience.
Don't want your sympathy.
But don't be put off. Because I had the bad experience.
How can I not be?
But Jessica, if you've had good experiences up to now, Jessica, you know, maybe just give the benefit of the doubt this one time. Maybe they were just
really busy,
overstretched at that particular time when it happened. And due to GDPR...
It might have happened one time to me, but I'm sure, like everyone else, they've all told the story where where nothing's happened for them because they haven't done anything themselves. Like the chap before me, they had to ask for the CCTV footage when they could have just gone down to his house.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is disappointing to hear that for sure.
Bring us the footage so we don't have to leave the office because we're just too lazy. Just bring us the stuff. That's how it comes across.
Jessica, I don't want to cut you short there, but I just have Margaret waiting on the line. I'm going to go to Margaret now. Hi, Margaret. How are you? So, thanks for holding on.
How are you? No, you're fine. How are you, AJ?
Yeah, I'm good. So what's your take on this then?
Well, I have to say I have the greatest, highest respect for An Garda Síochána. And I think they do a wonderful job under the circumstances with, you know, what's going on in the country, you know.
Yeah.
And they're under an awful lot of pressure to carry out their duties. And they introduced this thing that when they go on to their shift, they have to spend a half an hour out doing checkpoints before they do any other work that on the rota system for the day, to call to people maybe they have been robbed or assaulted or attempted rape or attempted murder or battered wives, etc., etc., etc. And, you know, I have two nephews that are in the guards. One's a sergeant and one does undercover guardie and that type of thing, you know. And, you know, they kiss their wives and say, I'm off to work, see you later. They never know whether they're going to come home or not.
That's true.
Don't know whether they're going to end up in a hospital.
Well, that's the other side of it, Margaret, that we didn't take into account tonight.
You know, and, you know, they have children, you know, and, like, they have a mother and father, you know, my sister and her husband, like, her children. And they're my nephews, and one of them is my godson. And I would die a thousand deaths if anything happened, either of them. And I think the lack of respect in this country, not alone to An Garda Síochána, but to nursing staff in hospitals and A&E, doctors. I was in A&E in Beaumont on Saturday. I lost 2.5 pints of blood Saturday here.
Sorry to hear that, Margaret. Jeez.
And, you know, I saw a particular person given a doctor a dreadful time, and one of the nursing staff had to call security. She was absolutely dog ignorant. And now, sick and all as I was, and worried about the blood pumping out of me and all the rest, I ended up getting stitches anyway. And, but I just said to the nursing staff member, I said, this is what's gone wrong. People don't have respect anymore. No lack of respect, no lack of courtesy. And people think they have a goddamn right to be abusive. Now, I can see Jessica's side when her partner's purse was robbed. And then trying to get a response and trying to get An Garda Síochána there. You know, and there are one guard maybe left in the Garda station to man the phones or whatever. But whatever amount that would be in that particular Garda station could be anywhere in the city centre at that particular time and moment, dealing with different situations. They're grossly understaffed in all Garda stations all over this country. And the amount of pressure that is being put on them, and ministers in Dáil Éireann giving themselves 160 grand a year for backbenchers is an absolute disgrace. No Garda, no nurse is getting that amount of money. No, nobody. And they go on about treating people with equal respect, equal pay. Well, take a look at yourself, boys and girls there in Dáil Éireann. You're a disgrace. That's what you are. You are letting this country down badly. Who the hell do you think you are giving yourselves big increases? You're a disgrace. People work hard in this country. People are feeling very let down and very left out. And if you are a person trying to survive in this country, you're treated like shit. Excuse me for using the language, AJ.
No, you're grand, Margaret.
But it really annoys me. I just think it is terrible the way people are being treated in this country. And then you have these people in there and they on their phones and they're not listening to the conversation, you know, of what's happening in the Dáil, where they'd be talking about education, disabilities, talking about housing problems, you know, and they go on about infrastructure. To hell with infrastructure, I say. Save the bloody country, because it's all falling into the sea first. The coast erosion in this country is falling apart and there's absolutely nothing to be done.
Yeah,
nothing has been done about it.
That is a good point and we don't hear about it enough. I'm really sorry to cut you off, Margaret. I am going to have to go to the news, but thank you so much for your contribution this evening and I hope that you're okay after the weekend. I'm really sorry to hear that. I hope you make a full recovery and quickly.
I'm just back from D-Doc now.
Okay, well, listen.
Just
take care and keep us posted anyway as well, Margaret. Thank you so much for that, Darianne, as well.
Care.
Thanks, guys. After the break, we've got a letter from an email from a listener that we received over the weekend. Should you be allowed to do whatever you want in your own garden? Basically, we have a very disgruntled listener whose next door neighbour has been sunbathing topless and she does not think it's appropriate. Let us know what you think. 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. We're going to be...
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.